It's Friday, September 10th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The Wall Street Journal set up 31 TikTok accounts registered to teenagers to see what the algorithm would serve them up. What they saw after thousands of videos was a never-ending stream of content related to sex, drugs, and eating disorders. TikTok's algorithm is engagement-based, so spend any amount of time on a video or rewatch it and get ready for a flood of similar content. The company uses 10,000 people and other algorithms to police content, but the app does not restrict certain videos based on age. Georgia Wells, reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how TikTok serves up videos to minors. Thanks for joining us, Georgia.
Thanks for having me.
I wanted to talk about a very interesting investigation that you and some colleagues did there at the Wall Street Journal looking into TikTok. Obviously, you know, anybody that spent some time on TikTok knows how addictive it can get, you know, the endless stream of videos. You can go down a rabbit hole, and the algorithm that TikTok uses is so in tune to your likes and desires, really. You know, any time that you spend on a video, it monitors that and it serves you up a bunch of stuff that's related to it. So, you know, it hooks people pretty quickly. But for your investigation, you guys set up a bunch of bots, a bunch of accounts, more than 100 TikTok accounts to browse the app, and you set up a bunch of profiles that are supposed to be, you know, people under 18, ages 13 and 15. And there's a lot of interesting stuff that was served up to the minors as well. Things related to sex, drugs, violence, a bunch of different stuff. So, Georgia, help us walk through and tell us how the investigation was done, and then we'll get into all sorts of the findings.
So this one, it was actually 31 accounts were specifically for the minors. I think the 100 was for when we had started our process about how the algorithm works. But so the process of what happened is we all have been talking a lot about what are the videos that we saw on TikTok. And not surprisingly, talking to friends, talking to the folks on this team, it was sort of funny hearing that, like, you know, I get a lot of dogs on TikTok, but like one of the people on our project was getting a lot of power washing videos. Apparently that's like a thing. And so we were starting to wonder, what does TikTok serve to teens? Like, how can we find more information about the experience that teens are having or can have on TikTok? So we set out these 31 minor accounts. And so we kind of assigned them a date of birth and an IP address and also interests. And so this meant that these accounts would have interest that they would express by rewatching videos associated with certain content. So we were like, okay, what do teens like? Well, some teens think about drugs, some think about sex, also other topics. So then we let loose these bots on the For You page, and they chugged along and rewatched content related to their interests and skipped content that was not kind of related to these interests that we had pre-programmed. But this was the only way they were expressing these interests. And the finding was pretty stark. TikTok can quickly drive minors, among the biggest users of its app, into these endless spools of content about sex and drugs.
And that's what the findings showed. I mean, you know, you spend a little bit of time on one topic, you know, very familiar terms in the TikTok world, kink talk, you know, people talking about some sexually explicit behavior or things related to that. And then what the app is going to do is serve you up, you know, reams of that same stuff. And that's what you guys noticed. You guys even, you know, shared some of the findings with TikTok, and some of those videos in turn got banned or got removed because, you know, it didn't fit guidelines.
We noticed, like, certainly some of the videos were taken down before we approached TikTok about them. And so it's either TikTok's moderators caught them or the creators themselves took them down. We're not sure which. Then certainly after we approached TikTok with some of the videos, TikTok then removed many of them. And also our understanding is TikTok can also set videos to not necessarily be removed from the platform, but not recommended, like, to more users. So certainly there was, like, some action. So, for example, one of the bots was registered as a 13-year-old, and TikTok served it. It was more than 500 videos about drug use, references to cocaine, meth addiction, and promotional videos for, like, online sales of drug products and paraphernalia. And, like, this, so that one, like, rabbit-holed very severely on that topic. But other of the accounts that didn't rabbit-hole so hard still were served kind of many of these videos around drugs or also sex content, like you were mentioning.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, a lot of people have been critical of these type engagement-based algorithms. You know, YouTube had a big problem with that as well. And just from what I've been reading, right, TikTok has this super algorithm, which just hooks you in a lot faster. And you mentioned the example about the drug. So help us walk down how that worked, because it started off where the account was watched a video of a girl walking through a forest or whatever, supposedly looking for marijuana. The next day, it was like a marijuana-themed cake. And then, boom, it was just showing tons of like 420 content. And that's how those rabbit holes kind of develop.
So the first couple days of these accounts, typically they'd be served with like a broader range of more popular videos, like lots of funny content. But like, for example, this drug one, early on, it sees this one marijuana-related video, rewatches it, then there's more popular content. Then the next day, another marijuana-related video, this was the cake you mentioned, rewatches it, and then boom. Like, those were all the signals it needed to rabbit hole then on marijuana and drug kind of related topic, like content for the future after that.
Right. And as I mentioned earlier, you shared some of this content with TikTok. What was their response to all of this? Because one of the things that they said is, you obviously set up bots. This isn't a real human. It's not a real person interacting there. So the experience is going to be different. But there was many accounts where, you know, all of this content that is not for young teens like that, they shouldn't have been served up. So how did they respond to it?
Yeah. So your point, like, yes, like TikTok, you know, made very clear that humans have diverse and changing interests, and that's one of the ways that the behavior of humans won't quite match the experience of these bots. Why we did this was that there's not an easy way. Like, TikTok doesn't have a way for like people to be able to see clearly what teens in general see on the platform. Like, you know, if parents pair with their specific teens, yes, they can get some insight into it. But for researchers or other people, like, there's not a great way to know like what's trending among teenagers. What are teenagers seeing? But TikTok, they mentioned that they're looking into potentially creating a tool that would filter content for younger users. And so that could look almost like a TV rating system, so that like for a young user, you might get like, you know, PG related types content. For an older user, maybe it would be like PG-13-esque types content. So that's something they're looking into, and they could. That's a change that we'll certainly be keeping an eye out for, that they could implement in the future.
That could be a helpful tool, because there's a lot of content creators themselves that they'll tag their content as for adults only or 18 plus or whatever. And, you know, not all of them, right? But some of them say, hey, I don't even want kids looking at my stuff because I'm not gearing it towards them. But so in that sense, that could be a useful tool.
Very useful. We spoke to some users who kind of are staples in this TikTok community. And many of them were saying that in their bios on their profile pages, like even there, they list 18 plus. And many of them say for adults only, kind of in labels on the videos. Explicitly, they're making a value judgment that this video they're creating, they don't believe is appropriate for children or for minors. And many of them do not want minors viewing their videos. And so that absolutely could be both helpful for them and then also helpful for TikTok, the company, because it's a hard challenge figuring out what's appropriate and what's not appropriate for every single kind of slice of every demographic. Like, I don't want to lose sight of the challenge there, but given some creators are already labeling their videos, that certainly seems like a signal that the company could use to help filter the content.
And how does TikTok monitor and police that content? Because this is something that we've gone through with every social media platform, from Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, everybody, right? They get teams to go through and deem it not good. They'll remove it. The company said in a recent report they removed 89 million videos in the second half of last year because people are posting up so much content. So how does TikTok go about doing it?
Yeah, exactly. That is a lot of videos. TikTok has more than 10,000 people who work on this moderation stuff. So it's a combination of algorithms and this force of people. And so the algorithms will identify videos that the company kind of believes are likely to be breaking certain rules. And then the humans come in to be like, yes, indeed, that's kind of violates the sexually explicit content policy, or that violates a rule against violence. But interestingly, earlier this year, they rolled out this change where for certain types of content, if the algorithms have a very high degree of confidence that something is breaking the rules, they'll actually take the video down before a human has looked at it. And this was an important change in helping the company be able to take stuff down faster, because before it had to wait for a human to like get to it in the queue to look at it. At the same time as they're trying to figure out how to do this moderation at scale, the platform itself has absolutely exploded.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, now there's like at least, you know, 100 million users, you know, folks who watch TikTok in the US, and certainly a subset of them who are posting. In 2019, that was $25 million. Just in the span of a couple of years, it's way more content they're dealing with.
Yeah, they have 100 million users now, and they upload tens of thousands of videos every minute. And, you know, using that algorithm to dump out problematic content, that's probably why you see a lot of content creators saying, please, TikTok, don't remove me. You know, I'm an adult or something like that, because they probably get rid of that stuff pretty quick. But, you know, it's just an interesting look into all of this, you know, just anecdotally. It tracks, you know, I find myself going down certain rabbit holes just by looking at a few videos a couple times, and it serves me up a bunch of stuff. So whether these bots aren't 100% resemble a human experience, you know, that's how the algorithm works. So for parents and even teens and people out there looking, you know, you got to be careful what you hover on, because, you know, the algorithm is going to serve it back up to you. So interesting look. I suggest everybody go and read the piece out there by Georgia and her colleagues. Georgia Wells, reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.